time is a judge of reality. It's a judge of what's true and what's not true. Nature has existed for billions of years. It has stood the test of time. Thus we know it is true. Today, one ideology, the ideology of American imperialism, presents itself as a so-called New World Order. It presents itself as the culmination of truth. It presents itself as the culmination of wisdom. We have to ask, is this true? Is this real? There is a very simple answer to this question. No. The current world order is virtually certain to commit suicide in its current form. It is not an innocent mistake. This is a world order that is presiding over the largest mass murder of other forms of life in 250 million years. This is not a benevolent process. It is also a world order that has unbelievably shallow roots in history. Parliamentary democracy, as we know it, capitalism, and evangelical Christianity are all ideologies that are only about 200 years old. And communism, which has presented itself as an alternative to America's plutocratic capitalism, is also less than 200 years old. And both these ideologies show a total and complete lack of understanding of the basic rules of life. The basic rules of life mean respect for nature. They mean living in harmony with nature. Now, it would be wonderful to believe that the American system could reform itself. It would be wonderful to believe that we could just trust the American people to get it together and reform themselves. But the odds of that happening are zero, none. It's not going to happen. America, we must remember, has a very grim history, and also a history of deceit, lies, and deception. America was founded by genocide and conquest against the native peoples. How do you think the whites in America ended up getting the land that they have? Through democracy? Of course not. It is also displayed an appalling lack of understanding of nature. 95% of all the original forests were destroyed by the Americans. This shows an unbelievable lack of understanding of the basic rules of life. Now, these rules of life aren't negotiable. They can't be bought and sold on Capitol Hill or the New York Stock Exchange. They cannot. They are remorseless. And these laws are going to kick in as time evolves. Now, what's happening now is that time's moving up a lot faster than the fools and criminals at the top of this system assumed. So the ground is opening up underneath their feet. Now, what we need to think about is what's to come. What's to come when the world returns to reality and people come to understand that the promises and the visions of the parliamentary so-called democratic politicians in the West are lies and absurdities. These are promises that are not going to be kept. These are promises about a world that's never going to appear. These are promises designed to keep social peace so an elite that profits from all this can maintain themselves in power. But this isn't working. This isn't working. So what's going to happen is what's always happened. Again, time repeats itself. In crises, autocrats come to power. And it's also relevant that the political systems, which have very little track record in history, that America and Western Europe are modeled under, Greece and Rome in the ancient world, both these systems committed suicide. In fact, democracy in Rome committed suicide so totally it disappeared for 1800 years. So again, we've got to look at reality, history, time, what's real, what's not real. In our time, media repeats garbage, giving it the semblance of reality. So when you think about it, the overwhelming majority of books have been published since 1945. That doesn't mean just because you repeat things over and over again and distributed a whole lot of rubbish through the media doesn't make it real. And reality is intruding on fantasy. So what we are looking for is people who are visionaries, fate, God. There is a overall center of truth. And people, it is a spiritual truth. People can tune into that. And as they tune into that, they will get back in touch with reality. And to clean up the mess created by the current bunch of criminals and lunatics and morons who are running things, there's going to have to be very harsh measures. It's very important to understand that the current world order is leading to death on an enormous scale. At least 2 billion people are going to die in the next 50 years. That's the good news. It could be a lot higher. So in that kind of world, autocrats are going to come to power, and what we need to think about is the shape of autocratic governments that are going to put in the tough decisions to get the planet back in touch with reality.